The Summit of the Americas meeting in Cartagena, Colombia, April 14th and 15th, the first such gathering since 2009, concluded without an official declaration of shared principles from the more than 30 heads of state in attendance. Although a list of important issues were discussed, the eruption of a scandal alleging that members of the U.S. Secret Service were engaged in improper conduct with prostitutes overshadowed much of the news coverage of the summit. Washington's decades-long insistence on excluding Cuba's communist government from participation in hemispheric summits was one of several issues that remained unresolved. Many of the region's leftist leaders were joined by conservative Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, who called for Cuba's inclusion in future gatherings. President Obama, who is campaigning for re-election, maintained the 50-year-old policy of barring Cuba from hemispheric meetings, with an eye on not angering Florida's politically powerful Cuban-American voters. Mr. Obama and the Colombian president negotiated a separate agreement on labor rights, which will allow a controversial bilateral free trade treaty between the two nations to go into effect on May 15th. The labor rights certification angered AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, who stated that 90% of the nearly 3,000 murders of Colombian trade unionists since 1986 were unsolved and unpunished. Your reporter spoke with Alex Main, Senior Associate for International Policy at the Center for Economic and Policy Research, who talks about some of the issues raised at the Summit of the Americas, including a reassessment of the failed U.S. war on drugs.
This summit was originally designed to promote a U.S. free trade agenda. That was certainly what Bill Clinton had in mind in 1994. And at the first summit, all the leaders present decided that they all agreed that there needed to be a free trade area of the Americas. Now, this changed over time, and by the 2000s, and specifically 2005, when the summit was held in Argentina, you had a number of countries who were opposed to the U.S. free trade agenda. That is an agenda basically set by the U.S. government with U.S. corporate interests behind it in terms of the terms that were set with the other countries in the region. And ultimately, the free trade area of the Americas was no longer on the agenda after that 2005 summit. And what we're seeing in this summit is that, differently from previous summits, the U.S. is really hasn't been in control of the agenda. There's been a lot of discussion about the exclusion of Cuba. That's not something that the U.S. is particularly interested in discussing. There's been also a great deal of discussion about U.S. drug policy, and a few leaders of the region, particularly in Central America, are talking about the need for decriminalization as a response to dealing with the drug wars. Now, it's not just Mexico, which I think we hear the most about in the media, but also much of Central America that's been terribly afflicted by the so-called war on drugs. And there's a homicide rate without precedent, particularly in Honduras, where a coup occurred in 2009. There's really the highest homicide rate in the world at present. And there's really the beginning of a rebellion against the policies that have been promoted by the U.S., policies of militarization, that is, using the military as much as possible to clamp down on organized crime. So that's something that's being rejected more and more, and there are a few countries, interestingly, with governments that are normally quite aligned with the U.S., like in Guatemala, where we're seeing the governments actually calling for a discussion on the possible decriminalization of drugs as a response to dealing with the drug war.
Alex, when it comes to the issue of exclusion of Cuba from these summit meetings, it looks like a growing number of heads of state around the hemisphere, including allies like the nation of Colombia, are backing the inclusion of Cuba in future meetings. The refrain that was heard a lot during this summit meeting was that this is an old relic of the Cold War and should be scrapped. Do you think there's going to be any movement on this?
Well, yeah, and what's interesting is that the individual who said this is a relic, or rather an anchor of the Cold War that the U.S. is stuck in, is President Santos of Colombia himself. And this is arguably the U.S.'s biggest ally in the region. There was no way that the U.S. was going to show any flexibility at this summit on the issue of Cuba. At the previous summit 3 years ago, they did, and of course they'd eased travel restrictions and restrictions on remittances at the time. This time around, they have nothing to offer Cuba, and of course we are in election mode just now, and President Obama is very much focused on the votes in Florida and winning Florida is, of course, a key swing state of the upcoming elections.
There was a People's Summit meeting that occurred alongside the Summit of the Americas in Cartagena. Who was attending that, and what was the agenda like there in contrast to what the heads of state were discussing behind closed doors and their big hotel?
This is something that's been happening at Latin American summits for quite some time now. When there's a summit of heads of state, there's often a counter summit that's organized. And occasionally these counter summits actually include, to some extent, government officials from some of the left-leaning governments of the region. But those that organize them are from various social movements, campesinos, small farmer movements, indigenous movements, environmental movements, and also, you know, various labor organizations throughout the hemisphere. And these include not just Latin American organizations, but also organizations from the U.S. and Canada that come down as well. They work together on, they tend to hold workshops and so on. They hold rallies. They try to make themselves heard to the governments in the summit. And they always come up with some sort of a final declaration, so a series of issues that they agree on. And what I thought was interesting this time around, perhaps more than ever when we look at previous counter-summits of this kind, is that there's quite a bit of agreement between these social movements and the Latin Americans on the issue of Cuba, on the issue of the Falkland Islands, on drug issues, and so on.
That was Alex Main, Senior Associate for International Policy at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. For more perspectives on issues raised at the Summit of the Americas, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.